Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. Today, my guest is Adam Hudson, and I'm going to introduce him in just a moment. But first, I want to take a moment to thank all of you for taking time out of your day to spend your valuable time with us here on the show. And today, I want to give a shout out to my listeners in Malaysia. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I am just so excited and so honored that this show is now in over 50 countries around the globe. I just love being able to share great content with you, and I want to make sure that every week you get valuable content so that you know that your time was well spent. You know, I've said this before, but I think that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, it's really sort of like being a conscious entrepreneur. Yeah, they're really very similar. You know, you come from that heart-centered place you want to serve and make a difference in the world. And perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us here at the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another fantastic show today. I know that you're going to really love our guest that we have for you today. Now, I always want to remind you to, if you're so inclined, to join our Facebook group, Entrepreneur and Mastery, and I'll put the link on this show page. It's a place where we can all support and connect with one another, and I'm always active in that group as well. And then the other thing is that I'm starting a, you know, maybe you have a message to share. Maybe you want to do your own podcast, but you don't know where to start. I do classes called Expand Your Reach with Podcasting and show you how, teach you how, sit with you, and get your show designed, created, launched in 4 weeks or less. I mean, it really, it's not that hard if you know what to do. And the technology really isn't as overwhelming as long as you know what to do. And it doesn't take that much time because I know I've found lots of time-saving strategies and I share those in my class. Now, there's a class going on like in just a few days. The card is still open until Wednesday, March 22nd, and there's a few spots left. So if you're interested, or if you just want to talk with me, if you just want to chat with me to say, you know, is this for me? Or how else can I get out there online? I mean, I found it to be a very effective way to grow my online presence so that people can find me when they search my name. And maybe that's the way it is for you. So I'm going to put the link on the show page to that here as well so that you have that. So now, without further ado, allow me to introduce Adam Hudson. I am so excited to have him here today. Adam Hudson is a serial entrepreneur who has built several multi-million dollar companies in both Australia and in the U.S. Adam is considered to be an Amazon thought leader, and he's been featured in a number of places. So I'm going to name just a few for you. Blue Sky News, The Brian Tracy Show, Eventual Millionaire, ABC News, USA Today, The Wall Street Journal, WebRetailer.com, Inc.com, and Newsweek. And I'm sure there are more. Adam currently owns an Amazon marketing service firm, a housewares brand that sells its products exclusively on Amazon into more than 30 countries. He also owns Reliable Education, an online education company which teaches students across the globe how to build profitable Amazon businesses which generate reliable income streams for years to come. Join me in welcoming Adam Hudson to the show today. Well, welcome, Adam. I am so excited to have you here today on The Holistic Entrepreneur. This is going to be such a juicy conversation. I am so appreciative that you take time out of your busy day to spend time here with us.
So great to be here, Bonnie. Thank you for having me.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? So would you share with all of us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
Yeah, Bonnie, it's interesting. Every time I hear my bio read out at the start of an interview, I think it's sort of highlights one of the big problems with the way that success seekers are trained, in that they tend to highlight the highlights instead of the lowlights. And where I am today, I'm very much more experienced in failing than I am in succeeding. So I think, you know, for listeners out there, a big part of where I am today is I've started a number of businesses. I started my first one when I was in my early 20s. And I was very entrepreneurial as a kid. Used to wash the neighbor's cars and push my dad's lawnmower around the neighborhood and mow lawns. But I started my first business when I was, I think, 21 or 22. And I've been at this for over 20 years. And in that time, I've started and I haven't had a job since then, but I've started and closed a bunch of businesses that I had bad ideas and so on. And there's been a few that have been successful. So no doubt when people hear the intro, they hear the good points, but there's also a lot of challenges and growth along the way as well. But I guess, you know, in the last more recent times, the sort of highlights have been that I started the first crowdfunding platform in the world. So these days, everybody knows what crowdfunding is, things like Kickstarter and so on. I started a platform in Australia with a business partner before that term was even coined, before Kickstarter and so on. And what we did there was we raised funding for early stage entrepreneurs, people with ideas, people with technologies, patents, that kind of stuff. We raised over $100 million a year for these entrepreneurs. So I got a really unique insight to many, many businesses. I went on to list that company, and then I sold my stock and moved to the US, where I founded an animation company in Hollywood, and I built that company for 4 years and sold that as well a year and a bit ago. It's a very diverse background, and in between that, I tried several things, and one of them was Amazon, which no doubt we'll talk about today as well.
Wow. You know, you have done so many amazing things. And I'm so appreciative that you mention and actually point out that, hey, it's not just successes. There were other things along the way, because all we see for many people is their highlight reel, right? We don't hear about all the other stuff. And so people think, oh, you know, I just do this little thing and all of a sudden I'm on the beach with a, you know, drink with a little, you know, umbrella in it and everything is good. But it's not always that way. So I so appreciate you pointing that out, that even for someone as successful as you, that there were those times.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's a challenge, as I said, with a lot of material for people who are seeking a better life and success books and all that stuff, is that there's not a lot of discussion around the other issues that we face and the challenges that we face. We tend to see the athlete get the gold medal for the 30 seconds, mm-hmm. 4 year cycle, but we don't see all the work in between, you know. And what got me to where I am today, you know, a lot of the things I do today around Amazon, and I teach people how to sell on Amazon, which I know you want to talk about. But what led me to that was, you know, a need in my, about 3 years ago, talking about lowlights and things that don't read well in a bio. About 3 years ago, I walked out of my animation company to go get a coffee with a friend of mine on Sunset Boulevard, who was actually an employee as well. And we were walking up to the coffee shop and I didn't feel very well. And I started to feel like the footpath was falling away in front of me and I was getting dizzy. And I started to, my heart started to race. And I didn't know what was going on. And I ended up in the back of an ambulance because I collapsed in the basement under the office. And I suffered, apparently, the doctors told me that I had acute panic attacks and anxiety, which I'd never had in my life. And I was just under 40, was doing way too much. But it gave me the opportunity to really assess what I wanted to do with the next 20 years of my career. And I know you have a lot of listeners today that are in the holistic space and are thinking about, you know, not only doing better, but doing good in the world as well. And the other things outside, success to your listeners is more than just money. And I realized for 20 years, I basically chased a carrot and a stick. And I just really wanted, at that time, I went to Bali. I went to a meditation and yoga retreat. And I really sat down and thought about what I wanted to do with my life, because you were asking me what led me to here. And what led me to here is I'd sort of basically realized that I really enjoyed teaching people. And I really enjoyed the process of shedding light on things that I'd learned over the many years of being in business. And so that's when I decided to get into the teaching space, and I hand drew out my notes in Bali about a course I was going to write. And now really blessed to be teaching people all over the world. And that Amazon business is what transitioned me out of the animation company. I sold the company. I was able to continue on making money because of what I'd done in Amazon. So, you know, when you see these profiles and bios and people, you know, a lot of times people look at me and they go, oh, he's got this big smile and he seems so confident. But underneath, I've had challenges with those things as well. And the reason I talk about it on podcasts like this is not to be a downer, it's to give people permission to know that it is hard, and there are going to be times that even the very, you know, the people you perceive to be the most successful are going to struggle with things as well.
Oh, I am so glad that you shared that, Adam, because, you know, I think just you sharing that piece and that story about, you know, panic attacks has opened up the door for so many people and given them permission to say, ah, it's not just me. And if he can do it, I can do it. So thank you for doing that.
Of course. I think it's really good, particularly for men listening, because men don't talk about this. We're supposed to be tough.
Yes. I know. Yeah. You know, it's, we know more, you know, about, you know, women go to the doctor more or whatever for these types of issues, but that's because, like you said, men are supposed to be tough. And so, you know, they don't want to show that. So thank you for sharing that story with all of us today. You know I want to get into talking about Amazon because I know that's your big thing, and there's so much to know, and it can be overwhelming, but it can also be the answer to so many prayers for people who are struggling and they just need another little extra something to do on the side or whatever. So let's talk about that. How did you get started in Amazon?
Yeah, well, I was in the US running my animation company, and I knew that I wanted to sell it at some point, and then I stumbled across a course, which we spoke about prior to this program running, which was a large course being marketed here in the US about, I think it's still sold today, but I bought it in the first time they ever launched it, teaching people how to set up a physical products business on Amazon. And I could see the logic in what they were saying. And Amazon ticks a lot of boxes because one of the things I've done my whole career is sell services. Now, when you sell a service, you're either fundamentally getting paid for your own time or the time of somebody else that you have to employ and manage and so on. So it's essentially your time as well. Whereas products gave you that opportunity to sell something that, you know, like I wake up in the morning now and I check my seller app and I get told how much money I made overnight while I literally was asleep. So I love the idea of selling products. And I love the idea that Amazon had the website, Amazon had the traffic, Amazon did all the fulfillment, all the handling, all the stuff that is really prohibitive to, you know, first-time entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs that are just, you know, like I'm 40-something now and I can't keep up with all the technology and, you know, how to build a site and how to drive traffic to a site. Amazon takes away all those problems and says, we have all that. Just go and bring us an amazing product that our customers want. So it's a really appealing business model. And I got into it just part-time. You know, I had my full-time businesses and I just started with one product. I struggled for 6 months. I went to a conference. I learned two or three things that I was doing wrong. And then that first product went from almost nothing to $15,000 a month with a net profit of 40% after all costs. So I was making, I don't know, $6,000 a month off my first product. And that really got my attention. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I've now expanded and I sell in 35 countries. I have 14 products. You know, it's a very, very nice business that, and because of the way I've built it, I hardly spend any time on it at all. People don't believe me hardly, but webretailer.com interviewed me and the headline of the article when it came out was "Meet the Lazy Amazon Seller." Which I was really rapt about because that's the point. That's why I got into it, to be lazy, to actually just get paid while it comes in. But it sounds exciting, but there's a very particular reason or set of reasons that I can be a lazy Amazon seller because I did very unique thinking relative to what's being taught out there by most people.
Yeah, it's all about the strategy. And who doesn't want, you know, recurring income that you don't really have to do something for, that whole hour for your dollar type of thing. Mm-hmm. I think everyone wants it, especially as, I mean, I'm in my 50s. So I think about, okay, how hard do I want to work when I'm 60, 70, you know, 80, whatever. So Everyone is really interested in that type of income because, you know, retirement plans and stuff aren't what they used to be. So if somebody wants to start selling on Amazon or even start investigating it, where would they start? I mean, it can be such a huge thing and overwhelming for people that they just don't do anything because they don't know where to begin.
Yeah, of course. So the first thing is obviously you've got to start with your mindset. And I think where people go wrong is they go to, you know, they buy a course or a program and they get advice. And it's a really slippery line, you know, when you first go to get educated, because, you know, most people selling courses of any kind these days, their interest is in selling the course and your interest in is making money from what they teach. And it's really sometimes that misalignment can be a real challenge. So just basics, I think, when you're looking at a marketplace like Amazon, of course, if you look in Google Amazon growth, you know, everyone knows that Amazon's taking over the world, particularly in the US. The US really understands this. $1 in $2 spent on the internet in online retail is spent on Amazon, which is just incredible. They are just an absolute beast, and they're growing, and they're only just beginning. And this is the part that people sometimes struggle with. They're like, well, is it too late? And the answer to that is a resounding no. And the reason I say that, I don't just say this to hype people up, I say it because of sound reasoning. There's a gentleman called Mark Laurie who founded a company called diapers.com, which he sold to Amazon. And then his second company was called jet.com, which was recently sold to Walmart. So this guy knows what he's doing. He sold Jet for $3 billion in cash after 2 or 3 years. So he's a very smart, widely considered a leader in the online retail space. And in an interview with Fortune TV, he said that online retail in the US is a $300 billion market today, of which Amazon has roughly half.
Wow.
But by 2030, which is not far away now, it's 13 years, between now and 2030, that's growing from $300 billion to $1.5
trillion. So you're
a 15x. And where this money is coming from is just brick and mortar retail is in decline, which is why Warren Buffett on February 14th just sold all of his Walmart shares, pretty much all of them, and bailed out of Walmart, because they've only grown 2% in value in the last decade, and every other listed retailer in the country is down, while Amazon in the same period is up 1900%. So there's this huge transition of cash moving from people spending money in stores to spending money online. And Amazon is the absolute dominant player in that space. And what they've done is they've democratized retail. So anybody sitting there listening right now, you could start a brand and you can appear in Amazon search results alongside any major retail brand. You don't need a brick and mortar storefront anymore. And money is racing towards online. So, you know, this idea that it's too late is actually just people's programming that, you know, oh, it couldn't be that good or it couldn't be that true. There will be people starting today that are going to become millionaires in the next 10 years because they're in the right place at the right time. And that's one thing I've really learned, Bonnie, is that, you know, there's probably listeners right now on this show that are going, how come everything's so hard? And I'm not, I'm a smart person. I work hard, but it's hard. And here's the thing, right? Everybody knows somebody who's dumber than they are making more money. Right? Is that not
true? No, that's so true. That's so true.
We could throw a rock and hit a dumb person who's doing better than us. And the answer to that is that it's not all about you. Contrary to what our ego tells us, success is not just if it's not working, it's all about you. The world is a complete reflection of you. It's true on some level, but it's also true that smart people can be doing bad ideas. You need to be in the right thing at the right time. Because it's already hard enough to succeed in business. If you don't put yourself in the way of a trend or in the way of momentum, it's going to be so hard to be successful.
Oh, that is so true. You know, there, and I hear this all the time too. Well, it's, you know, too late to, there's so much stuff that's too late. So it's really refreshing to hear you say, but it's going to continue to grow and grow and grow. I mean, I was on Amazon buying stuff earlier today because that's my favorite way to get product now.
Exactly. And to answer your question, you asked, where do people start? You know, start with logic, you know, and what I mean by that is, you know, a lot of these mass marketed courses teach people go and, you know, sell something in the top 100 or the top 500 best selling products in any category on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon, you click on the categories, I think there's about 35 categories, like it's home and kitchen, sporting goods, beauty, et cetera, et cetera. And underneath that, there are subcategories. So you might have soccer balls, cricket bats, you know, tennis rackets and so on. So they tell these people, they tell thousands of people to go to these top 100 sellers in 30 categories. Now, basic math will tell you there's 30 categories, top 100 sellers, 3,000 products, and you send 20,000 people to those 3,000 products. That just doesn't make sense, right?
Right.
Now, not only does that not make sense, that's dumb. You get to, like, there's a famous Silicon Valley investor who says competition is for losers, right? And and it's, you know, it's an interesting thing to think about. But when you think about what a bestseller is on Amazon, it just means this is the product that is selling the most units. Now, what it doesn't tell you, Bonnie, is how much margin there is.
Mm.
A business, it doesn't matter what your turnover is. It matters what your leftover is, right? It's what you can spend that is going to make a difference in retirement. It's not how many units. Right? Right. They could take $1 million a year if you're spending $1 million in one, right?
Right.
So bestseller rank on Amazon just tells you the highest selling units. So my first product that I launched on Amazon was ranked 55,000 in kitchen. 55,000, like it's the 55,000th most popular product on Amazon. It's not exactly a vanity metric, but the product sold for $180 and I made about $80 every time I sold one. And in the end, I think I was selling five of these things a day, you know, at $80. So I was making, you know, $400 US profit per day, which is $2,800 a week, which is whatever that is in a month, you know.
Yeah.
That's a full-time income for someone, you know, off a product ranked 55,000. So if you dig into that and you go, well, what was the metrics of that? Well, the metrics was that it was a higher priced item that was, nobody was teaching this in courses. They all said sell stuff under $30, sell stuff that's less than a pound. My thing was like 6 pounds. It was over $100. And it was a space, and still is a space, that everybody ignores because it's just one of these boring products that pays an average salary for doing nothing. It's not a $100,000 a month story that can be used to market a course, unless it's a course that tells basic what people really want, which is what we do.
Mm. Oh, that's a really good point, because there's, no matter what the price is of your product, if it's a good product, if it's really quality, somebody's going to buy it. You know, it's like people who do coaching, as an example. You know, there's a saying that I got from, I think it was Lisa Sasevich years ago, and she said that my father told me one time, if things aren't working, don't change your message, change your audience. So there's always an audience for whatever product you have. Doesn't matter that it's a higher priced product than something else. I mean, if the quality is there, there are people who will pay for that.
There are, you know, and a thing I love about your country, Bonnie, is that you have, you know, 320 million people here, which is such for an entrepreneur, that's like the holy land, you know? I come from a country of 25 million people in Australia, which is less than California in the whole country.
Wow.
So the beautiful thing about this is everybody listening, no matter whether you're listening to this, because I know you're into 50 plus countries with your podcast, you're saying, you know, if you're listening to this in Poland right now, or you're listening to this in Japan or anywhere in the world, you can access this market. Because all we're doing here is white labeling. We're ordering products from a Chinese manufacturer, putting our own logo, branding, packaging on it, and sending it straight to Amazon's warehouses in America. And we're selling to the largest consumer market in the world and the richest consumer market in the world. We don't have to find a customer. We don't have to build a website. We don't have to do any warehousing. So I was living in Australia for part of the last few years. I've lived in Singapore. I've traveled the world, basically. And it doesn't matter where I am, because the products are there. So the good thing about America, though, is that of the 320 million people here, 10 million people are worth $1 million or more. So you have literally millions of millionaires here. So my point is not that you should sell the most expensive thing ever, but my point is that there are markets all the way across the board. And the most important thing is that you, like a lot of the marketers just teach data. Just look at the data, right? Look at the data. But there's things that data doesn't tell you, you know. There's, like, in the products I sell, I look at the category that I'm in and I look at what's available and I ask myself this really outrageous question: how can I make something better?
Right.
Data driven. How can I package it better, photograph it better? It's a softer skill set. It's not something that a computer program can tell you. So when I went into the niches that I make most of my money in now, I was like, I reckon that I could sell my idea for probably double the most expensive product on this page, because I know these buyers. I know who they are, because that's me. I buy this sort of stuff, and I would pay twice as much if it was packaged better and it was more beautifully designed. And so I wasn't afraid to launch a product. And now, you know, half of my products are on page one for the number one keyword, and my competitors are literally half the price or less on page one, and I'm still on page one because It's that softer, nuanced insight into a market and seeing your product in the context of the other products on Amazon. Because at the end of the day, it's just like walking down an aisle in a shopping mall and people are picking up products, feeling them, reading the copy, looking at the photos and making a choice. And if you're good at marketing and merchandising, then you can do really well. And this is where I say a lot of women say, oh, you know, it seems to be mainly guys that are always the success stories. And actually women are really good at this because they tend to have that eye for detail, you know, and I think it's interesting.
Mm, that is interesting. Let's talk a little bit about how you approach teaching people how to do this, because it is a little different than I know some other courses that are out there. The whole realm of, you know, what we were just talking about and being honest and not saying, oh, you're going to make $1 million, whatever, you know, but setting the realistic expectations and this is the strategy that's going to get you the best bang for your buck long term, not just right now.
Yeah, so the first thing we teach is visual differentiation. And there's a real emphasis on the word visual, because just to give you some basic tips, because, you know, Amazon's like a dating site. When you go to look at a dating site, you put, am I looking for a guy or a girl, whatever floats your boat, and then you look at the photos and you make a quick decision about, yes, I'm attracted to him or her or not. And that's actually how shallow we are, but it's true, right? We first saw what we see, and then we look at, you know, a few other metrics. So there's two aspects to what you see. The first is the product itself. You know, if you look at coffee cups on Amazon, most of them are just like coffee cups, but there's one that's a really big seller that looks like a pill jar with a handle on it. And it says, you know, prescribed by Dr. Feelgood on the like doctor's sticker that goes on the side of the pill box. It says, take one dose by mouth until mood improves. And you know, it looks like a legit pill box that you pick up from Rite Aid or something. And so the product itself is orange with a white, looks like a screw top on it. There's another guy that's got one that's like a camera lens, you know, and it looks like you're drinking out of a camera lens. You know, so the first thing is the actual design. If you can have a design that is unique and stands out, I actually tell my suppliers in China, I want to see your weird stuff. Send me the catalog, point out the weird stuff that's designed differently. And then the next aspect is the photography. You know, using your iPhone on a white background is not going to cut it anymore. You need quality photography, which is really, really important, which is why I launched a company that does this now for sellers all over the world called sellerphoto.com. Down in Florida, we have a studio and a whole team of people who are product fanatics photographing products for people properly. So yeah, that's the first aspect, is present your product beautifully and think about, you know, what it looks like. And if you can get into niches where design matters, I really like those niches, because people are going to spend more time looking for them. Like if you're buying like paper napkins, it doesn't really matter what it looks like. It's just to do a functional job. Whereas if you're buying a dog bed, people love their pets. Their dog bed's going to be on show in their house. They're probably going to look through 3 or 4 pages. So you might do really well if you're on the second or third page with a really beautiful looking, higher quality bed. For those people that just spend anything on their pets. And if it does really well, you might get to page one, you know? So I like to go into those niches, because it's not a scalable skill that you could just rent a piece of software and get the data. And then you've got 1,000 people on the software with the same data going after the same niches. It's just stupidity. So I like to think about the, you know, using my brain to think, how can I actually make this thing unique to everybody else, but real unique with some sort of defensible thing, you know, not just putting in a free ebook. Anybody can go to Fiverr and get an ebook these days, you know?
Right. So starting at the beginning is key. I mean, because if you start with a product that's, you know, not the greatest product, or you don't present it well enough, or it can't be, you know, made into, you know, something that differentiates it, then you're kind of stuck. So you really need to begin with that mindset in place.
Absolutely. And this is a lot of the courses say, oh, the product doesn't matter. Just look at the deep data and just, you know, outmarket people. The product does matter. You know, Amazon has this thing called reviews. And if your product sucks, the whole world's going to know really. Right. And then once that review rating drops below 4, you may as well close up shop and go home. So the product really does matter. I mean, we could talk for hours about this, but, you know, nobody likes to say this, because it takes real training to teach somebody to develop the brain and eyes and skills to know what a good product is and how to negotiate to buy one, and a lot of it's very counterintuitive. And that's the kind of softer stuff that we spend a lot of time teaching our students around the world. Spend a year setting up one or two really, really amazing products. And you can spend the next 10 years, like I'm doing, with just cash that keeps rolling in. Whereas everybody else is just, you know, ship whatever off to Amazon, use these marketing hacks, the five secrets that nobody else knows except for the 10,000 people we've also sold this course to.
Right.
But it's just not a sustainable advantage. Marketing is not a sustainable advantage, whereas real care in product development is, because it takes time and patience. And most people are not patient. Most people don't want to think. They just want to find a silver bullet and, you know, rent a piece of software for $50 a month and then say, well, you know, I did the software and, you know, I did what, you know, 50,000 other people told me to do and it doesn't work. You're like, well, you know, whatever's easy is easy for other people as well.
Yeah. But if you start with something, forgive my French, but if you start with something like crap, you know, you're going to have that in the end. You have to begin at that quality place. I so have enjoyed our conversation today, Adam. You know, and I know people's brains are full of stuff and life is busy. If there was one thing that you really want our listeners to walk away with from our conversation today, what do you think that would be?
I think for people out there, I mean, I talk to a lot of people and as do you, and I think people are sort of going, how come it's always so hard? And, you know, I think that the walk away would be, you know, keep hope and understand that success is possible for everybody listening to this. If we just step back and really just take stock and don't take everything so personally about, you know, what we're doing in our life and businesses, you know, sometimes the mistake you can be making is you're just in the wrong thing at the wrong time, you know, and people stay in bad relationships personally and business-wise for too long and not taking honest stock of, you know, the effort they're putting in and the return they're getting. And there's a great book by Seth Godin called The Dip. And I'd encourage people to read that because it talks about when to push on and when to quit. And quitting is something that people don't talk about enough because it's not trendy, you know, right. It's not positive, but quitting can be some of the best thing that you ever do in life. And then get into something that is going to enrich you and empower you and the timing is right and things work. It's like when you leave a bad relationship and you get new and you go, oh, this is what it means to be in a good one. You know? Sometimes it takes two or three marriages for some of us to learn this stuff. You know, But same in business. You know, it's the same in business. We read a book that says, never, never quit this ultra masculine approach. It's not true. You know, sometimes, you know, you need to.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic advice and a great takeaway from today. Well, Adam, I know that people are going to want more of you. They're going to want to know more about your course and how they can get involved in the whole Amazon piece because it truly is an opportunity in business like we've never seen before. So how can people get more of you and learn more about what you do and maybe work with you if they choose to do that?
Yeah, we could talk for hours on this stuff, I'm sure.
We could. It is huge.
And I love doing it. So, look, to sort of connect and learn more, go to our website, which is just www.reliable.education. And they can go there. And I give away a free 4-part video course, which I think you've actually done.
I have. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I take you inside my home and I show you different products and why I would sell them or wouldn't sell them. I take you for a little drive around in my little old Mercedes-Benz and show you where I live. And you know, it's good fun and basically get to know me a little better. If you want to take it further than that, we have a paid program you can go to. And another thing that listeners might like to do is go to Zon Guru, which is Z-O-N, as in Amazon. So just Zon Guru, G-U-R-U, which is a software company that I own. But the reason I recommend it to people is because you can put in any product on Amazon and like just put the URL in and we'll start tracking it and tell you how many units a day are being sold. And that's also a good place to start because it'll start opening your mind to how much money people are making on Amazon. It's all available data now. So very interesting stuff. So those two spots, but definitely Reliable Education to check us out. And learn more. I'd love to connect with you.
And I'll put that link on the show page so that anyone who is listening to this recording at any place can get that right on the show page. So that'll be there as well. And of course, I'll have you on my website as well. So I want to thank you so much for your time today, Adam. I know that you're a busy person, even though you don't have a lot to do. You said you're kind of a lazy entrepreneur. But I know that you're still really busy because you've got so many things going on. So I so appreciate your time today, spending time with us here at the Holistic Entrepreneur and sort of opening our eyes and giving us hope that there's more.
There is.
Oh, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Bonnie.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.